My name is Nathan Offit, and I'm a senior at Harrison School for the Arts. I serve as a social media connector for our youth ministry. My role is to help make graphics for events and occasions. For instance, I'm the one who created the graphic for Youth Sunday, which is... Here is the reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 16 through... 26 through 27. From the New Living Translation. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our own image, to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground." So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. This is the word of God for the people of God.
My name is Will. I'm a senior at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, and I'm the student connector for our youth group. Let's open with a word of prayer. Hey God, today we thank you for bringing us here to experience how you are working within us and within our youth. I pray that we can all hear your good news spoken through myself and through my fellow youth. Amen. So, I'm going to be honest. I didn't really know how to approach the concept of being made in the image of God. I mean, sure, it's stated in Scripture several times, like in Genesis 1:27, where it says, God created mankind in his own image, but what does that mean? I mean, it's inconceivable to think that all of us physically look like God, right? Well, I'm going to revisit that idea of humanity being made in the image of God in a little bit, but first, let's talk about what the image of God actually is. So, it should be no surprise to all of you that God loves you. He's loved you before you were born, he loves you at your worst, and he loves you at your best. And he even loves you if you don't love him. Scripture affirms this by saying in Romans 8, verse 39, "Neither height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." So, I think it's safe to say that the image of God is love. Specifically, an unconditional love for humanity. So, going back to being made in the image of God, we can understand that humanity was made in the image of love. More importantly, we were made to reflect that love to the earth, to the people around us, and to ourselves. And you might be thinking, well, I'm just one person. How can I possibly do all of that? Well, it's actually really simple. We can start with loving the earth. So the earth was one of God's first creations, along with the heavens. I mean, literally the first words in the Bible are, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." And humans were originally created to care for the earth in the form of Adam and Eve. But despite this, we continue to do things that destroy our planet. And I don't want to get too far into it because it's a long and touchy subject, but simply put, we were put on this earth to maintain and love it, not abuse and destroy it. Aside from the earth, we also need to love each other. And I don't just mean the people next to you or the people in your church, but everyone all over the world. And again, this seems impossible, but the love of God perseveres, as described in the verse from Romans I mentioned earlier. An example of this is something that I experienced personally. So last summer, I went on a mission trip with some of my fellow youth and their family to Costa Rica. And while we were down there, we were tasked with running a sort of VBS for the kids in the community we were in. And Costa Rica is a Spanish-speaking country, and I don't speak much Spanish. So it's safe to say that there was just a little bit of a language barrier. Despite this, with the help of a translator, of course, we were able to spread the love of God to the kids down in Costa Rica. But they also spread that love back to us. The communities we were in weren't necessarily the greatest of places, and the organization we were working with, called Pura Vida in Costa Rica, had been doing several projects to help people in their community. One of the families that Pura Vida had helped in the past was actually at the VBS that my group was leading. The last day we were in town before we left, the mother of the family told us her family's story and how Pura Vida had helped them. She hugged each of us before we left and told us how much she loves us and how she could feel the love of God coming from us. And we felt it coming from her, too. And she said all of this in a language that none of us understood. I mean, again, there was a translator there, but the emotions that were there couldn't be translated. The love of God doesn't fit within the confines of language. It's universal, and it was made to be shared with everybody. She even gave us all a thank you note that was written by her in English, which is up on the screen there. So next time you think you can't spread love because you don't think you can communicate with someone because you think, you know, they speak a different language or there's other barriers that we put between ourselves and others, just know that the love of God will find a way. And also, remember the second commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. But the problem with this commandment is it only works when you love yourself, which is the third way that we need to spread the love of God. And it's the one that hits hardest for me, and it might hit hard for some of you as well. About this time last year, I realized that there was something very wrong with my mental health. I mean, everything that was stressing me out in life just seemed to pile on top of me in one single month, and it took a toll on me. And because of this, I started straying away from my friends and from the church, which is why I think it's incredibly important to take care of and love yourself. And it seems a little selfish to put yourself before others, but remember, you have to love your neighbor as yourself, which means you need to love yourself so that you can love your neighbor. And like I said earlier, God will always love you, no matter what you're going through. A little while ago, I did a message for the youth group, and before I finished, I shared with them a saying that I hold close to myself. The saying is, it's okay to not be okay. And I feel like in this chaotic mess of a world, it's very important to hear that because, especially today, we often criticize ourselves for not being enough or not being worthy. And I experienced this personally about a year ago. I started to give myself more and more work that I just simply didn't have enough time to do. And when I eventually couldn't do it, I got extremely disappointed in myself. And so because of this, I had less drive to do more work. So essentially my workload just went through the roof and my drive to do that work plummeted. This downward spiral took a big toll on me, and like I said earlier, I started to move away from the church and my friends, abandoning them. And I also started to have really bad anxiety about what would happen, thinking that I'd be letting people down if I didn't get these things done, or thinking I wouldn't be able to get anywhere in life if I just couldn't get these simple things done. And then eventually, it broke me. I remember I had a massive panic attack in my bathroom. I couldn't breathe, and it felt like my mind was moving so fast that I just couldn't keep up with it. And in that darkest moment for me, the love of God shined through. It was around that time that other people had started to notice what was wrong, and they started to help me by taking some of the work off of my shoulders, which helped tremendously. It was then that I could see the problem and realize that I couldn't do it all, and that was okay. I started to see someone about my mental health, and now I have medicine that helps me, and even though I still sometimes feel like I can't do all that I've promised, I've learned that saying no is okay, as long as it means that I can make myself more available to share the love of God. This being said, we wanted to give you guys the opportunity to let go of some of those negative thoughts. When you walked into the service today, you should have received a piece of paper. On this piece of paper, we want you guys to write down something that has been holding you back from feeling like you were made in the image of God. For example, based on my story, I would write down something like perfectionism or people-pleasing. And then with that piece of paper, you're going to come up to one of the stations around the room, similar to how we do communion on the first Sunday of the month. When you walk up, place that piece of paper into the bowl that's being held by the student there. When you place this piece of paper into the bowl of water, watch how it dissolves. It's gone. It's no more. The thing that's been holding you back has disappeared. Next to the student holding the water, there's going to be a student holding a mirror. We ask that you take a second to look into this mirror and acknowledge that you were made in the image of God. We pray today that you leave behind anything that has made you feel like you were not a reflection of God. I'd like to end in prayer. Dear God, I pray today that we can all leave behind what's been holding us back. I pray that we can all realize the greatness of your love and that we can be a reflection of that love. Lord, I pray that everyone in this room can leave this place today without the guilt or the shame or any other emotions that have been holding them back from feeling loved by you. Today, Lord, we thank you for making us in your beautiful image of love. And again, I pray that we can all be beacons of that love. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for everyone supporting our youth ministry and being a part of our teenagers' village. My name is Emily Felgenhauer. I serve as the Director of Youth Ministries here on staff. And it's a privilege to be a part of this congregation and the lives of these students and our families. Every Sunday at the end of youth group, our students circle up around our worship space and say this beloved benediction together. We invite you to stand up and say this along with us as we end our youth Sunday service. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.